Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Liverpool 2025-26. Optimizing for Premier League dominance with strategic summer investment. It looked like the impossible job. Arne Slot made it look ludicrously easy, though, with the Dutchman leading Liverpool to Premier League glory in his very first season in charge after replacing Kop icon Jurgen Klopp as manager. Slot's success was made all the more remarkable by the fact that he was given only one new signing to work with in Federico Chiesa, and even then, the injury-prone Italian barely played. So, what might the former Feyenoord boss achieve with a potentially deeper pool of talent at his disposal this season? Fenway Sports Group, FSG, have been busier than ever before this summer, turning a title-winning team into what looks like an even more formidable force. Liverpool may have been beaten on penalties by Crystal Palace in Sunday's Community Shield clash at Wembley, but the meaningful action is now about to begin and England's most successful side looks well-placed to add more titles to their list of honours over the next 10 months. Below, BALLGM breaks down exactly what to expect from Slot's revitalised Reds this season. It looked like the impossible job. Arne Slot made it look ludicrously easy, though, with the Dutchman leading Liverpool to Premier League glory in his very first season in charge after replacing Kop icon Jurgen Klopp as manager. Slot's success was made all the more remarkable by the fact that he was given only one new signing to work with in Federico Chiesa, and even then, the injury-prone Italian barely played. So, what might the former Feyenoord boss achieve with a potentially deeper pool of talent at his disposal this season? Fenway Sports Group, FSG, have been busier than ever before this summer, turning a title-winning team into what looks like an even more formidable force. Liverpool may have been beaten on penalties by Crystal Palace in Sunday's Community Shield clash at Wembley, but the meaningful action is now about to begin and England's most successful side looks well-placed to add more titles to their list of honours over the next 10 months. Below, BALLGM breaks down exactly what to expect from Slot's revitalized Reds this season. A mixture of disbelief and excitement, Liverpool supporters have never seen a summer quite like this. After years of fan frustration with FSG's perceived parsimony, the club's American owners have gone really big for arguably the first time since 2018, when Virgil van Dijk and Alisson Becker both arrived at Anfield. Even then, though, those two transformative signings arrived during different windows, whereas Liverpool have just signed potential game-changers such as Florian Wirtz, Hugo Ekitike, Milos Kerks and Jeremy Frimpong during an unprecedented two-month spending spree. Arne Slot's only issue, as it stands, will be trying to figure out how to get all his best attacking players in the same starting lineup without losing any defensive solidity. But the fans aren't too worried about that most welcome of selection headaches right now. They just can't wait to get a glimpse of the radically revamped Reds in proper competitive action for the first time on Friday, when the champions kick off their Premier League title defense against Bournemouth at Anfield. It's almost been forgotten about at this stage, but Trent Alexander-Arnold's decision to defect to Real Madrid came as a massive blow to Liverpool, as underlined by the incredibly cold nature of the statement confirming his departure. In the end, though, Liverpool handled the academy graduate's exit superbly, firstly, by charging a desperate Madrid £8.4 million, $11.2 million, for a player with just 1 month left on his contract, and, secondly, by wrapping up a deal for Frimpong so quickly that the Dutchman's arrival was announced on the same day that Alexander-Arnold officially departed. Less than 3 weeks later, Frimpong was joined on Merseyside by his former Bayer Leverkusen teammate Wirtz. In a deal that virtually nobody saw coming as recently as May. The presumption was that the Germany international would end up at the Allianz Arena or the Etihad, but Liverpool blew both Bayern Munich and Manchester City out of the water to sign one of the best young players in world football for a club record fee that signaled the scale of the Reds' ambition. Sporting director Richard Hughes then returned to former club Bournemouth to conclude a deal for Kerks, who looks like the perfect Andy Robertson replacement, before making another statement of intent by hijacking Newcastle's move for Ekitike. By that stage, Many people were wondering how Liverpool could afford all of the new players, particularly as Georgi Mamardashvili had also belatedly arrived from Valencia. However, the English champions had zero profit UOO26AMP sustainability rules, PSR, issues, and were also once again doing a sensational job of selling academy products such as Quevin Kelleher, Jarrell Kwanzaa, Tyler Morton and Nat Phillips for pure profit. Even more importantly, both Bayern Munich and Al-Hilal paid well over the odds for Luis Diaz and Darwin Nunes respectively, and we're still expecting RB Leipzig to pay good money for Harvey Elliott, while Chiesa should also depart before deadline day. So, even accounting for the fact that Slot's squad looks short in cover in defense and attack, Michael Edwards' UOO26AMP company deserve immense credit for the masterful way in which they've managed this sensational summer window to this point, because they're clearly not done yet. It still seems highly likely that a new defender will arrive before the close of the transfer window, with Liverpool being heavily linked with both Mark Gahey and Giovanni Leone, while there's clearly still a chance that Liverpool could land dream signing Alexander Isak, who wants out of Newcastle. Liverpool's preseason program has been completely overshadowed by the tragic death of Diogo Jota, who, along with his brother André Silva, lost his life in a car accident in Spain on July 3rd. As well as retiring the forward's number 20 shirt and making him an eternal member of the first team squad, a new mural has just been unveiled at Anfield. There was also a touching tribute to Jota before Liverpool's first friendly at Preston North End on July 13th, and there was a round of applause in the 20th minute of that game, and everyone since. Captain Virgil van Dijk has openly admitted that the players are still coming to terms with the loss of their beloved teammate, but that they are determined to honor Jota's memory each and every time they set foot on the field. The Reds certainly did the Portuguese proud in what van Dijk called surreal circumstances in preseason, winning 5 of their 6 games, with their only defeat coming against AC Milan in Hong Kong. Wirtz and Frimpong were the pick of the impressive new signings, while teenage stars Trey Nione and Rio Numoha proved that the future is very bright at Anfield. However, Slot openly admitted that he was concerned by the shoddy nature of Liverpool's defensive displays. The normally flawless Van Dijk was awful against Palace, and the situation hasn't been helped at all by injuries to Conor Bradley and Joe Gomez. There was a suspicion that Liverpool might look to bring in another defensive midfielder this summer, given last season's over-reliance on Ryan Gravenberch, who looked a little tired in the final few months of last season. However, the word coming out of Anfield is that Slot believes that Nione is now a viable alternative in front of the back four after an impressive preseason campaign, while the versatile veteran Wataru Endo seems to have completely convinced the Dutchman of his ability to provide cover not only at number 6 but also in the center of defense. Speaking of the back four, Kurks and Frimpong are tremendously exciting additions. Due to the pair's speed and attacking attributes, both are very comfortable operating as auxiliary wingers, meaning that Slot can afford to play a narrower midfield or forward line, given pace and penetration should no longer be a problem out wide. In fact, it wouldn't be a surprise to see Gravenberch dropping even deeper this season to effectively form in back three with Ibrahima Konate and Van Dijk when Liverpool are in possession, with Frimpong and Kurks pushing right up the field, particularly against deep-lying opposition at Anfield, to create more space for the likes of Wirtz to weave their magic in central areas. The precise makeup of the attack is understandably attracting most attention. Wirtz has many strings to his bow, but number 10 is unquestionably his best role, and Liverpool didn't pay all that money to play the German out of position, so we're expecting him to start in behind a front three of certain starter Salah, new signing Ekitike in the revitalized Cody Gakpo in Slot's favored 4-2-3-1 formation. However, the potential arrival of Isak from Newcastle could change everything, as it means we could see the versatile Ekitike on the left, or maybe even working in tandem up top with the Swedish striker. The only thing we can really say for sure right now is that Liverpool will not lack firepower. Slot's task will be ensuring that he comes up with a tactical game plan that makes the absolute most out of it without leaving his defense overexposed. He certainly didn't get the balance right against Palace, however, there were mitigating factors. Firstly, Gravenberch was absent due to the birth of his child, while Alexis McAllister was only deemed fit enough to start on the bench. When they're restored to the starting lineup, Liverpool will undoubtedly look a whole lot less vulnerable to counter-attacks. Alisson continues to ride to Liverpool's rescue whenever called upon. Van Dijk remains responsible for holding the entire defense together. Salah is still the most reliable source of goals, while Wirtz could, and indeed should, become the fulcrum of the attack. However, Gravenberch has become utterly integral to Slot's side. As we saw in the Community Shield, the Dutchman is now utterly irreplaceable, always painfully conspicuous by his absence from the starting lineup. Slot simply doesn't have another midfielder with the Dutchman's specific set of skills. Gravenberch is a ball-winning machine who reads the game wonderfully well. No Premier League player made more interceptions last season, while he's incredibly press-resistant thanks to his awareness, close control and this wonderful ability to glide past opponents. In short, Liverpool have to keep Gravenberch fit and fresh, because they're just not the same side without him. There can be no other choice but Rio Numoha. It's probably not fair to apply such pressure to a 16-year-old academy product, but Numoha's preseason performances have shown us precisely why Liverpool were so willing to let Diaz leave for Bayern Munich. The left winger played less than half an hour of the friendly against Yokohama F. Marinos, but was the undoubted star of the show after a thrilling cameo featuring a stunning solo strike. Consequently, the Kop couldn't wait to get a second look at a player who had made his professional debut at Anfield back in January, but had not been seen since. Numoha proved well worth the wait, scoring just over 60 seconds into the 4-1 rout of Athletic Club after yet another scintillating surge from the halfway line. A few moments later, the diminutive attacker nodded the ball down for Nunez to net his final goal for Liverpool. John Terry stated even before Numoha had moved to Merseyside from Chelsea that the teenager was a top player, and everyone at Anfield would now firmly agree. Amid Liverpool's spending spree, CEO Billy Hogan told The Athletic, "We recognize, having won the English league title for the 20th time, that this is one of the biggest clubs in the world. We want to make sure that we are behaving like one. Of course, the more money you spend, the more pressure you come under, and arguably Slot's biggest challenge this season will be managing the enormous weight of expectancy that has been placed upon his side. Rival fans will be desperately hoping that Liverpool buckle under the burden, while anything other than a successful title defense will be painted as failure in the press. Uncomfortable questions will also be raised if the Reds fail to significantly improve upon last season's run to the last 16 of the Champions League. Still, when the window closes, Slot should be in possession of a squad even better equipped to cope with the strain of competing on four fronts." Player of the Season, Ryan Gravenberch. The Dutchman was named the Premier League's Young Player of the Season for 2024-25, after reveling in his new role as a defensive midfielder. He's likely to be battling it out with Salah and Wirtz for the top prize this term. Biggest disappointment, Connor Bradley. As Kylian Mbappe can attest, the ferocious Irishman has everything in his locker to become a world-class right-back, but we're worried that his ongoing injury issues are going to hinder his hopes of winning his battle for the vacant right-back berth with Frimpong. Best signing, Florian Wirtz. It's been clear since he first exploded onto the scene in Germany as a 17-year-old that Wirtz was a special talent, and we fully expect the new Kevin De Bruyne to prove it in the Premier League. Top scorer, Mohamed Salah. Ekitike showed off his shooting skills at Wembley while Salah missed a second consecutive penalty in preseason, and the Egyptian could also miss up to a month of Premier League action due to the Africa Cup of Nations. Nonetheless, you just can't back against Salah enjoying another prolific campaign. European fate, Champions League semi-finalists. Liverpool were desperately unfortunate to draw Paris Saint-Germain in the last 16 after finishing top of the 2024-25 league phase, and at their most vulnerable moment of the season. But while we think they'll go much deeper this term, their involvement in a much tighter Premier League title race could derail their bid for a seventh European Cup. League position. Winners. All of Liverpool's main rivals, Arsenal, Chelsea and Manchester City, have strengthened during the summer, meaning we could be set for a fantastic four-way fight for top spot. But the Reds should end up even stronger than last year, having already laid the foundation for a new era of sustained success at Anfield. Liverpool 2025-26, a blueprint for Premier League supremacy. The 2024-25 season saw Liverpool reclaim the Premier League title under Arne Slot, but maintaining dominance requires constant evolution. Looking ahead to 2025-26, strategic summer transfer targets and tactical refinements are crucial. This article dives deep into the areas where Liverpool can invest to solidify their position at the top of English football and compete effectively in the Champions League. Analyzing current squad strengths and weaknesses. Liverpool's resurgence was built on a potent attack and a revitalized midfield. However, areas still need addressing. While the forward line boasts world-class talent like Mohamed Salah and Darwin Nunez, depth is a concern. The midfield, anchored by Alexis Mac Allister, requires further reinforcement to cope with the demands of a long season and potential injuries. Defensively, while Virgil van Dijk remains a commanding presence, finding a long-term partner and adding pace at fullback are priorities. A key weakness identified is a lack of consistent creativity from wide areas when key players are marked tightly. Key areas for summer investment. To ensure continued Premier League success, Liverpool should focus their summer spending on these key areas. Defensive reinforcements. A younger, faster centre-back to eventually succeed Van Dijk and provide immediate competition is essential. Scouting for players with strong aerial ability and passing range is paramount. Midfield depth. Adding a dynamic box-to-box midfielder who can contribute defensively and offensively will alleviate pressure on the existing starters. Consider players with high work rates and a proven track record of goal contributions. Attacking versatility. A winger capable of playing on both flanks and offering a different profile to Salah and Luis Diaz is needed. Look for players with excellent dribbling skills and a knack for creating chances. Fullback options. Investing in a reliable backup for both Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson is crucial, especially given their injury histories. Potential summer transfer targets, 2025-26. Identifying realistic and impactful transfer targets is vital. Here are a few potential options, keeping in mind the evolving market. Player, position, current club, as of late 2024, estimated cost. Antonio Silva, centre back, Benfica £60-70m. Kefren Turam, midfielder, Nice £40-50m. Nico Williams, winger, Athletic Bilbao £50-60m. Destiny Udogi, fullback, Tottenham Hotspur £35-45m. These are just examples, and Liverpool's scouting network will undoubtedly identify other promising talents. The key is to prioritize players who fit Arne Slot's tactical system and possess the character to thrive at a club like Liverpool. Tactical adjustments for 2025-26. While Arne Slot has implemented a successful high-pressing system, refining the tactical approach is crucial. Focus areas include set-piece improvement. Liverpool conceded too many goals from set-pieces in the past. Dedicated coaching and personnel adjustments are needed. Midfield rotation. Implementing a more fluid midfield rotation system will help maintain energy levels and prevent opponents from easily neutralizing the attack. Counter-attacking threat. Developing a more potent counter-attacking threat will provide an alternative attacking outlet, especially against defensively organized teams. Pressing triggers. Refining pressing triggers to be more intelligent and less predictable will make Liverpool's press even more effective. The importance of youth development. Liverpool's academy has a history of producing talented players. Integrating more youngsters into the first team squad will not only reduce the reliance on expensive signings but also foster a strong club culture. Players like Cade Gordon and Jadon Dans have shown promise and should be given opportunities to develop under Arne Slot. Investing in the academy infrastructure remains a long-term football strategy. Benefits of proactive investment, a proactive approach to summer transfers, and tactical refinement offers several benefits. Sustained Premier League challenge. Strengthening key areas will ensure Liverpool remains a consistent contender for the title. Champions League success. A more robust squad will increase Liverpool's chances of making a deep run in the Champions League. Increased squad depth. Having quality options in every position will allow Arne Slot to rotate the squad effectively and manage player fatigue. Attracting top talent. A successful and ambitious club is more likely to attract the best players in the world. First-hand experience. Lessons from past transfer windows. Liverpool's recent transfer history provides valuable lessons. The successful signings of Alisson Becker and Virgil van Dijk demonstrate the impact of investing in top-quality players in key positions. However, some signings haven't lived up to expectations, highlighting the importance of thorough scouting and due diligence. Learning from these experiences is crucial for making informed decisions in future transfer windows. Data analytics and scouting. A modern approach. Liverpool's success is increasingly reliant on data analytics. Utilizing advanced metrics to identify undervalued players and assess their suitability for the team is paramount. Combining data-driven insights with traditional scouting methods provides a comprehensive evaluation process. Focusing on players who excel in key performance indicators, KPIs, aligned with Arne Slot's tactical philosophy is essential.